T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob, 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 Bob McLean.
Sing me.
Bob, 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 Bob McLean.
Bob McLean. Bob, 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 yeah, that's his name. Bob, 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 yeah, Bob McLean.
Bob, 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 Bob McLean.
You got us rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Bob McLean. Bob, 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 Bob McLean.
With apologies to the Beach Boys and the Regents before them did the original version. Thank you, Rise Guys, for that musical introduction. Here we go, getting underway with the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily commuted and most heavily congested hour of the program. Great to have you along here on Monday. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the program. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. So, the news is actually in the news today. This from the Daily Caller. A new report about the relationship between President Donald Trump and Fox News alleges that hosts Chris Wallace and Martha McCallum criticized and mocked Trump during a closed-door meeting last month. I know you'll be shocked and stunned to hear this, that some of the anchors at Fox News are derisive of a president. Well, look, Chris Wallace, give me a break. Is there anybody that doesn't see right through Chris Wallace as being more suitable for BSNBC or CNN? Fox News hosts Bret Baier, Chris Wallace, and Martha McCallum attended an event in Manhattan to assure advertisers that, quote, Trump doesn't own them, according to a piece published Sunday in the New York Times. They're the sales department at Fox News getting nervous. The Times report continues, contrary to the opinion of some people, he's not our boss, Ms. McCallum said, marveling at Mr. Trump's criticism of Fox News for airing interviews with Democrat presidential candidates. It is kind of shocking to hear that he really, that's the way he thinks about how we should cover the election. Chris Wallace joked about the president's tendency to compare him unfavorably to his father, 60 Minutes legend Mike Wallace, who passed away in 2012. He often likes to say about me, you know, I was covered by Mike Wallace. I liked him much more. Mr. Wallace told the ad execs, to which my reaction is always, one of us has a daddy problem and it's not me. Oh, that Chris Wallace. He's a laugh a minute. This report comes as another rift has apparently taken place between Trump and the network. The president reportedly has a good relationship with the weeknight opinion host, Hannity and Ingram, but has repeatedly taken issue with some of the daytime news hosts for what he sees as unfair coverage or criticism. Earlier in October, clashes between Trump and Fox ensued after the network released a poll that showed 51% of Americans want Trump impeached and removed from office. A poll that I, as I said at the time, was bogus, was overweighted with Democrats. The president responded by saying that Fox News pollsters suck. I think that would be a fair assessment. And that Fox is much different than it used to be in the good old days. The Trump 2020 campaign also said the poll belonged in the garbage due to its alleged oversampling of Democrats. What's alleged about it? You can look at the metrics and see that it is weighted heavily with Dems. So there is Fox. The president, by the way, the other night in the Twin Cities, well, actually in Minneapolis, had flattering things to say about One America Network News. So they're out there. Meantime, at CNN, they've got their own set of problems. I wonder how CNN is going to feel about whistleblowers now, since they have one. The headline from Project Veritas, you remember these guys, they're the ones that blew the lid off the selling baby parts from Planned Parenthood and numerous other revelations that they've come up with. Now they have a CNN insider who is blowing the whistle on network president Jeff Zucker's personal vendetta against the president. Here's part of the video from Project Veritas.
Morning, everybody. Okay, let's start with Washington, please. I don't care about the MSNBC event, okay? I don't care about him. Let's just stay very focused on impeachment.
That is the voice of Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN, who was... can be a little difficult to understand, but he said, I don't care about the MSNBC event, okay? I don't care about them. Let's just stay very focused on impeachment.
My name is Kerry Porch. I'm a satellite uplink technician. I'm a contractor at the CNN Washington, D.C. Bureau.
But Jeff Zucker,
yeah,
basically president of CNN, has a personal vendetta against Trump. It's not going to be positive for Trump. He hates him. He's going to be negative.
I decided to wear a hidden camera.
I think it's annoying. The media created this monster. It's annoying. The media created this monster. I'm going to get him full play every single day. The media created the Trump monster.
I decided to secretly record the 9 a.m. rundown call meetings, and it's basically run by Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN.
We're moving towards impeachment. I mean, don't, like, you know, we shouldn't pretend, oh, this is going one way, and so all these moves are moves towards impeachment.
When I came to work at CNN, I mean, it was my dream job, and that dream actually just turned into a nightmare.
So I just want to say on the Lindsey Graham front, I know that there's a lot of people at CNN that are friendly with Lindsey Graham.
He was talking there, of course, Jeff Zucker, talking about Lindsey Graham. Jeff Zucker saying, I know we got people that are friendly with Lindsey, but it's time to knock that off and it's time to call him out.
I think what's going on in America now is really fundamentally the result of years of fake news, conspiracy nonsense from Fox News.
Talk about nerve. Jeff Zucker saying, I think what's going on right now is really the result of years of fake news from Fox. Well, look, if anybody's going to recognize fake news, it ought to be somebody at CNN. So these videos are now coming out from Project Veritas. CNN, I believe, will shortly be releasing a statement saying... it's really important for our audience to know it's actually illegal for regular people to watch or read about the new Project Veritas expose with a whistleblower at CNN. It's different of us for us, though, at CNN, so everything you want to know about this, you have to get from us. And trust us, we'll tell you the truth about this. Yeah, yeah. So there's more that is going to be revealed in coming days this week. And I know it's not going to be a shocking revelation to you. You know, it's like hearing somebody say that Rachel Maddow at BSNBC is a leftist. Suspicions confirmed. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mack Show. And the whole leftist agenda of all of the Democrat presidential candidates... socialism, that's their goal. How's it work in real life? Not so good. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. 522, bumper to bumper, and the 5 o'clock follies here on the Bobby Mac Show as we get the work week started here on Monday. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, how do you get a job as a whistleblower? It sounds like a great gig. The people at Project Veritas, in fact, are encouraging whistleblowers in government and elsewhere to, you know, you see something going on that you believe should be brought to the attention of the public. Let them know. Hello, seems to me employers actually are abusing right-to-work laws. Bobby, I missed the word. Sorry, Bobby Mac, would you please repeat it? In this cycle of the $1,000 bankroll contest, we end at 5. Okay, so the last keyword is actually given in the 4 o'clock hour. Bobby, on the poll question for today, I'm always shocked at the Democrats that proclaim the division President Trump is to blame for when it's their own Democrat Party that does nothing but exactly that, attempt to divide Americans on a daily basis. Bobby, I haven't lost any friends as the result of political posting on social media. However, I have lost some acquaintances. Gotcha. Afternoon, Bobby, your trucker friend here. Californians experiencing blackouts should use this as an example to prepare for AOC and crazy commie Bernie's Green New Deal. I think that catches me up with the text line. I saw this today at the Breitbart website, and I thought, yeah, you know, there are, especially amongst the younger generation, people out there that have no idea of what happened in the old Soviet Union, people who disagreed with Uncle Joe Stalin being sent off to the gulag to die by the millions. Christian Caruso, writing at Breitbart, "My socialist hell, 20 years of decay in Venezuela. Venezuela, my home country, has it all. Beautiful and breathtaking landscapes, abundant resources, even unique wonders of nature like the Angel Falls or the Catatumbo Lightning. Yet if you've heard our name in the news recently, it's the subject of tragedy. Toilet paper shortages, desperate people scavenging through garbage to find food for their families, bread lines, a systemic failure of public utilities, corruption, lack of proper medicine and health access, weighing stocks of cash, and so much more. It saddens me to say that it's all true, all of it, a product of 20 years of socialism. I was barely 11 years old when Hugo Chavez began his first term in 1999, when this Bolivarian revolution started to change the Constitution and morph our laws. I was just an introverted child that had just moved to the capital of the country, fascinated by video games, cartoons, and Power Rangers, and with an overactive imagination. This perpetual revolution has laid down a status quo in the country that often forces you to lose your personal aspirations, to cast away your future, hopes, and dreams. It changes you in many ways until you are no longer a citizen, you're merely a survivor. Today, here I stand, more or less that same introverted kid, but with 20 years of ever-increasing hardships on my shoulders, a lesser version of what I could have been, clinging to those memories where everything was simpler and all of it made sense. This is a personal account of what my life has become after 20 years of Bolivarian revolution. 20 years that comprised two-thirds of my life. I've done so many bread lines, I've lost count. I've engaged in bartering of food and medicine. I'm actively taking expired meds because it's simply better than nothing. And I've adapted every aspect of my livelihood around the tribulations inherent to living in socialist Venezuela while taking care of my younger brother who can't fend for himself given his mental condition. It hasn't been easy since we're two socially inept siblings, but we keep going no matter what. Socialism has slowly eroded the functional existence of every aspect of our lives, from our freedom of speech to our economic liberties, our access to health care and personal documents to our water supply. Each of these structural collapses, the absence of health care, the worthlessness of our money, systemic corruption in the government and military, and widespread censorship have affected me personally. Socialism is a trendy topic in the U.S. at the moment, which means my story is relevant beyond Venezuela's borders. Over the course of this writing, I hope to inform American readers about the realities of existence and survival in a socialist country. And I hope that by reading these stories, Americans will be forewarned enough that they remain distant stories rather than firsthand experiences. Every revolution and socialist slash communist regime needs its great leader figures, its martyrs and vanguard. Venezuela is no exception. Circa 2007, Hugo Chavez was no longer referred to by his party as just President Chavez. No, he was now called the Commander President, a subtle change that conveyed a heavy ideological weight. Following his death in 2013, Chavez was elevated to Supreme and Eternal Commander of the Bolivarian Revolution. Please believe me when I say I wish I was joking. The Cuartel de la Montana, the military headquarters where Chavez hid when his 1992 coup failed, became his mausoleum. The fact that this pristine quasi-temple sits atop a mountaintop surrounded by shanty houses is the perfect encapsulation of socialism. Pilgrimage to his sacred revolutionary shrine is expected of you if you want to partake in the glory of socialism. Every day a salvo is fired at the hour of his sowing. In Spanish, in socialism, leaders don't die. They are sown into the ground instead. Cuba did this with Castro. The performance always ends with an exclamation that begins with independence and socialist fatherland. South Americans have always been a religious people. We're mostly Catholic, and they've sure known how to exploit this. At the height of his power, Hugo Chavez felt mightier than God, going as far to claim that he no longer believed in God. After he was diagnosed with cancer, he started to openly beg Christ to not take him just yet. The eyes of Chavez and his infamous signature have become quasi-religious symbols. His eyes are plastered all over buildings in Venezuela. They serve as a reminder that the supreme and eternal commander sees all. His signature serves a similar purpose, a reminder of who to thank for that free house you actually live in but don't own. Reruns of Chavez's old weekly TV show are aired on the state's main channel like gospel. The regime's authorities love to claim that they're simply preserving Chavez's legacy. If that wasn't enough, you can always get the mark of the beast, Chavez's signature, tattooed on your skin. There is more on the beauties of socialism in Venezuela, and I will share it with you on the other side of the news. Annie is ready to go. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday on WORD.
B Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 5:38 now, 22 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Monday as we get this work week rolling. This piece today at Breitbart about the wonders of socialism down in Venezuela. Let me continue with this quickly. Maduro is also not just the president. He's been fashioned into something greater and is often referred to as the worker president, the driver of victories, and the son of Chavez. If all this sounds bizarre, well, welcome to socialist Venezuela. Sure, it's not North Korea, but it's just as abhorrent. The Bolivarian Revolution loves to break your legs and then demand eternal gratitude because they're loaning you a pair of broken crutches. They've given out free housing to the poor, yeah, but these people do not own the apartments. Their CLAP box subsidized food program provide citizens with small amounts of low-quality imported items such as old beans, pasta, spoiled milk, oil, or tuna, and they expect you to feed your family for an entire month with it. The program is corrupt, the quality of the items contained in the boxes leaves much to be desired, and they're exported at double their retail price. When the time for a pro-regime rally comes, you damn well better wear that red shirt and attend unless you want to risk losing your public sector job, your house, and the breadcrumbs they give you. These are two of the ways that government's benefits are used to keep these sympathizers in check. One of the newest and most dangerous ones is their Fatherland Card program, a system largely created with Chinese assistance based on their social credit system. And you probably have heard me talk about the social credit system they have in China. While its full-blown implementation slowed to a crawl due to several circumstances, the end goal is the same: absolute control of Venezuela's citizens to force them to submit to the dictatorship or languish as second-class citizens. The Fatherland Card database contains a dangerously high amount of information: names, numbers, addresses, work information, income, family members, vehicle information, etc. Social benefits and monetary bonuses are now being distributed through this program. If you or any of your family members need a medicine, then their goal is for you to obtain it through this. Refuse to fall in line, and you risk losing access. Access to subsidized gasoline through this program has been one of their goals as well. Our gasoline is so absurdly cheap, it might as well be free. Paradoxically, you'll be long dead before you're able to save enough money for a new vehicle. The only reason this hasn't been implemented yet, it's because they hit a roadblock due to the precarious and obsolete state of our internet infrastructure. Ultimately, the glorification of Chavez as the supreme and eternal commander of the revolution and the creation of a scenario where the people are forced to depend on the government's breadcrumbs to barely survive has only served to subdue our citizens, bombarding us with a nonstop ideological narrative that presents them as the heroes, saving us from a calamity of their creation. Fighting a good fight against the great enemy, the American Empire and capitalism. Of course, that evil capitalism they fiercely denounce, it's totally fine for their sons and family members. An obedient, docile, and subservient country, desperate to survive, yearning for a better life, deprived and stripped of hope. Cuba has done it. North Korea has done it, and unfortunately, Maduro's regime has ramped up its efforts towards achieving this goal here. I don't want this to be our fate. This is written by Christian Caruso. He is a Venezuelan writer and documents a life under socialism. The priest is at Breitbart, Moneypenny, if you want to check on that. In fact, here's the front page from it. We can put that up, and you can hear for yourself from a guy who is living under this and through this what the joys of socialism mean. It always turns into tyranny over and over again. Thanks for patiently waiting. Ray is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show. Ray is in Taylor's. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby, how are you doing?
So far, so good.
Yeah, I heard that. Long time no speak. Kind of been hiding in my underground bunker here.
Don't blame you.
Thinking about this stuff. You know, you were talking about this thing with Newsom and the gun control and all the rest of it. And, you know, the people with Fox, I noticed they started changing a little bit. And now you've got mayors making decisions. You've got city councilmen and county council people voting.
Mm-hmm.
These people are not stupid. They've got plenty of time. They're changing us one town, one state at a time.
Yep.
That's their ambition. They're all in against Trump. And they're going to use as much money, as much influence. They're all in bed with foreign countries. They don't want it exposed. We're kind of up the creek, and unless we get people behind the Republican Party or people in it to start acting like they've got a backbone instead of where their wishbone is, we're going to have a tough, tough time. These folks, listen, they don't know the meaning of stop. You're talking about people who are religiously fanatic
Yep.
about their political position to the point they're willing to see you die. And our country is so divided, and they've done such a great job at doing it. And, you know, Bob, I think, you know, here in the South, nobody's not familiar with the Civil War, not making any comparisons necessarily with slavery and everything else, which was wrong, but it was at the time, that's the way people did business. But what we're looking at now, gosh, I mean, they came down and invaded the South because we wouldn't go along with the federal mandate.
Yeah.
Now you got California, you've got New York, you've got all these. They're thumbing their nose at it.
Yep. The only disagreement I would have with what you said, Ray, is merely a question of semantics. You mentioned they're out to get Trump.
Yeah.
I would phrase it this way: they are out to get Trump, who is the figurehead.
That's right.
The people they're really out to get is us.
You know, and that's exactly true. And I'm just going to throw this out here. Do you know who owns CNN?
Yeah, it's owned by now. It's owned by what's the corporate name?
AT&T is who owns.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's under a different name.
Yes.
You know, it's time we start. I'm not an advocate of boycotting, but listen, there's not many things normal people can do. But they can voice and pay their business somewhere else.
Yep.
Not that there's a lot of choices.
Right.
But thank you so much, Bob. It's always interesting to talk with you. I pray for our country. I ask every person out there to pray for our country. If we don't, we're going to lose it, and they're going to push this thing to the limit.
Yeah, so we are.
Prepared.
Sadly, we are a long way down the road already. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate the call. 5:46, 14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back on the other side, the Monday edition of ATF, Amazing True Facts, is on the way. McLean. Yeah, buddy. Smacking those posts on bumper music today. Just like they do on rock and roll radio. 5:52. It's 6:08 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Oh, I got a note from Little Annie. A gentleman came up to her the other night at the play they've been doing. They just closed On Golden Pond, which was a big hit, I understand. So congratulations on that. James Brady was at the show the other night with his wife Kim, and Annie said, "Well, I'll have Bobby Mac say hello to you on the show." So, Mr. Brady and Kim, James and Kim, thank you for listening. Appreciate it very much. And nice of you to come out and support the play that was directed by our own Annie Robards. Okay, here we go. Time for today's edition of ATF.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
Yes, indeedy. Joined, of course, by Miss Moneypenny and the aforementioned Little Annie in the News Center for today's edition of ATF. Are you all ready for Halloween? ready for trick-or-treating? This is kind of like trick-or-treating for adults.
Uh-oh.
Krispy Kreme just announced it on Halloween. Mark your calendar. Make your plans. They will be giving away... free donuts. Yeah.
I'm feeling sick.
Yeah, probably just a 24-hour Halloween flu. I'll be fine. All you have to do is show up to a store wearing a costume. Mm-hmm. Okay? But don't wear a costume that's culturally appropriated. You know, don't go as don't go as a Native American. Don't go as a Chinaman. Whatever. And by the way, you just don't have to take a boring glazed donut either. Krispy Kreme will give you any one you want.
Oh, I'm so there.
Yeah. So, Moneypenny, yes. what are you going to go for? You going for the croil or what are you going for?
Oh, so many decisions. I like the raspberry filled ones.
Raspberry is good. If it doesn't have chocolate on it, you know, it's not a real donut.
But I also like the eclairs and the Long Johns.
Yeah, they're good. I like the cream pill stuff. Little Annie, what are you going for?
That's me, the chocolate glaze and cream in the middle.
Yeah, they're good. They're hard to beat. Some guy on YouTube who apparently has too much time on his hands has built a device. I actually think this is pretty cool, really.
What?
He has built a device that will sync your windshield wipers to the music that you're playing.
That's brilliant.
I like it too. Yeah, he's going to be auctioning it off on eBay later this week. Here is the genius inventor guy.
We're going to be solving one of the most important problems to ever plague humans in their entire existence. And of course, I'm talking about the problem that when it's raining outside, you're driving your car, you're right, playing music, but the windshield wipers are not syncing to the beat of the music. The music's going ooh, 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 and your wipers are going. And today we're going to solve it once and for all.
There it goes.
Genius.
That's it. This is the most satisfying thing I've ever seen. Every car should have this.
Yeah, I agree. Every car should have it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just pure luck now when your wind wipers go to the beat.
I know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Right.
Yep.
And it's cool. And ooh, this is cool.
And the next one, it's F.
Remember the story of the guy that invented the wiper that's intermittent and how he took it to Ford and they stole it? Did you ever see that movie? Yeah, Greg Kinnear starred as a guy. He was hardcore. And as he sued Ford, you know, which is like suing the U.S. government, and they offered him $1 million to go away because, you know, they'd hose the guy. They just stole it, right? Stole his idea. And he said no and ended up, you know, finally beating him in court. So, weird. Hello, I'll be dressed up as a Soviet communist showing up at Krispy Kreme.
Give me your donuts.
We want your chocolate covered donuts and your Long Johns with the creamy stuff inside.
That's creepy.
Comrade. There you go. There's ATF for today. Hour number four, the so-called bonus hour, is next here on the Bobby Mack Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.